dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the point that I'd like to underline today on this memorial of Pope Saint Pius V, who did one article I looked at in preparation, said the Pope who saved Christendom and the Church. So a great Pope in the history of the Church. But just by providence, this reading from the Mass today, which is not proper to Pope Saint Pius V, but is just the reading from the Monday of the fifth week in Easter, speaks of the Holy Spirit. And our Lord says, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. And so in this promise of Christ to the Church, to his apostles, we have the confidence that the Holy Roman Catholic Church has an infallible and divine advocate sent by God the Father in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ. And so, history proves time and again that the Catholic Church has remained faithful despite persecutions, despite heresies, despite schisms, despite apostasy. The Holy Roman Catholic Church continues to proclaim the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ 2,000 years after our Lord ascended to heaven. And we're in this season of Easter preparing now, shortly, to celebrate Pentecost, that the birth of the Church when the Holy Spirit came down upon the apostles and the Blessed Virgin Mary gathered in the cenacle, which was just 50 days after his resurrection and 10 days after he ascended into heaven before a crowd of witnesses. The Church didn't have to wait 1,500 years for the Holy Spirit to come and teach us the true teaching of the Church, although Martin Luther would have us believe that somehow the Church had not had the fullness of the truth until he came along in 1517 and made his protest against teachings of the Church, which led to a great, apostasy. Many, many fundamental teachings were changed, including the doctrine on the Holy Eucharist, which is the source and the summit of the life of the Church. The Church didn't have to wait 1,800 and something years for the Holy Spirit to come, as teaches another heretical sect, Baha'i, who interprets their prophet as being the Holy Spirit that had been promised. No, the Holy Spirit came 10 days after our Lord rose into heaven and has been with the Church constantly, guiding her through all of the challenges that have come, the persecutions, and guarantees this Catholic teaching. One of the ways that Catholic teaching is recognized is that it's what the Church has taught always and in all places. If a teaching hasn't been taught from the beginning, then it's not Catholic. If it hasn't been taught in all the places where the Church is present, then it's not Catholic. What's Catholic is what the Church has always taught and taught in all places where she is present. And this is the basic idea that Pope Benedict XVI underlined when he gave the teaching on how we are to interpret even the Second Vatican Council. Since much confusion has arisen since that council, and various teachings seem to be not in continuity, he said, no, the only way to understand this council properly is that the teachings given there are to be understood in continuity with what the Church has always taught. There's no break. And we even heard today in the short reading from morning prayer, the letter to the Hebrews, where it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God doesn't change his teaching. And the church has taught constantly the same truths. So it's interesting that today we're celebrating Pope St. Pius V, who was the pope who concluded the Council of Trent, which was responding to Martin Luther's heretical claims. And many people were following Martin Luther. So the church had a council to declare what the teaching of the church is on all of these contested points, including the Eucharist. That's when the doctrine on transubstantiation was declared dogmatically. Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist, both in the consecrated bread and in the consecrated wine, which become his body and blood. Pope St. Pius V then affirmed these teachings. He concluded the council and began to implement the teachings of the council throughout the church, which resulted in various publications, two of the most important being the Roman Breviary and the Roman Missal. And so the Mass then, which more or less was the same in form from about the 4th century until then, and even though there were variations between certain churches of the Roman Catholic Church, for instance, the Milan has a special liturgy, etc., but the Tridentine liturgy then was an outcome of the council that he concluded and implemented. He published this, and throughout the Catholic world then, the Mass was given a uniformity and guaranteed that the true doctrine on the Mass as a true sacrifice would be proclaimed everywhere and practiced. And so with the due reverence and decorum. So the Council of Trent, which took place in the 1500s, began about 40 years after Martin Luther started teaching all these heretical ideas, is a sign of the Holy Spirit's work in the church, the guarantee of the teaching. Our Lord promised, even before he gave himself up on the cross, he promised his apostles that he would send, that the Father would send the Advocate in his name. And so the Holy Spirit is the guarantor of the teachings of the church throughout the ages against all of the deviations, whether it be Martin Luther or those other others who joined him in protesting the teaching of the church, and then the many false teachings we have today. To Pope St. Pius V are attributed many extraordinary things, and just two of those, the battle at Lepanto, when the Ottoman Turks were very close to taking over all of Europe. A great battle took place. The Pope organized the entire Christian world, including those who had broken away in the north, Germany, which had become largely Lutheran. Even they joined the Catholics and all the Christians to meet the Turks at this Battle of Lepanto, where the Christian forces were greatly outnumbered. But because it's believed, because of the faith of the Pope and also his call to pray the Holy Rosary, then that near disaster was averted, and the Blessed Virgin won the victory for the Catholic world. And so that's thanks to Pope Pius's leadership, Pius V's leadership. Another miracle that's recorded, his faith was so great that once when he was walking through the ruins of Rome one of the noblemen of the time, he picked up the dust there in reverence for the blood of the martyrs that was shed. And he the nobleman opened up his handkerchief, the Pope placed the dust there, and it was a sign of faith. When the nobleman got home and opened that cloth, it was covered in blood. The dust was gone, and that dust had turned into the blood of the martyrs, which was a sign that the faith of that Roman pontiff 1,500 years later was the same as the faith of those martyrs who shed their blood during the Roman persecutions. Another sign of the constancy of Catholic teaching and the faith proclaimed by the Roman Catholic Church. So as the Church continues on her pilgrimage through history, constantly being attacked for its teaching, let us remember and invoke the prayers of Pope St. Pius V, who also met the challenges of his day, which were grave and numerous. And with his great faith and invoking Our Lady of the Holy Rosary, was able to win for the Church victory over these errors. Praise be Jesus and Mary.